This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, August 5, The Rich Man and the Poor Man. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 16. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime, you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them, so they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." Like the prophets who brought God's word to the people, Jesus had sympathy for the poor and often rebuked rich people who were selfish and did nothing for the poor. In Jesus' parable, the poor man Lazarus, who died, was carried by angels to Abraham's side in heaven, and the rich man was sent to hell, where he was in torment. The rich man had lived for his own pleasure and had ignored the message of Moses and the prophets. Lazarus had had no comfort in life, but in death he received the blessings of life with God in heaven. This parable was a comfort to many slaves in the American South in the 1800s. One of their spiritual songs speaks of God as the rock of my soul, in the bosom of Abraham, an expression referring to Abraham's side. Where could those slaves find justice when their children were ripped from their arms and sold down the river, when the earthly powers that be were stacked against them? But the Lord saw their plight, and he will bring justice to the oppressor. In Jesus' parable, the rich man's sin was not that he was rich, it was that he refused to care for a person in need. His stony heart ignored the call to share food with the hungry and to provide shelter and clothing for people in need. Pray with me. Lord, instill in us your heart of compassion and lead us to do some good with the earthly treasures you have given us. In the name of the one who has compassion on us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.